Thanks for listening to I've Always Been the Person of My Dreams. I'm your host, Natalie Martinez. So how do I know when I am off balance? So as you can probably hear in my voice, you can hear that I sound a little bit stuffy. So yes, I am feeling under the weather. I'm a bit sick. And that's one of the ways that I notice that I'm off balance. Because when everything in my life is in harmony, when I'm not stressed, when I get enough sleep, I don't get sick. So that's one of the things, one of the ways in which I know that I'm balanced. And this has kind of been a long time coming. I often sacrifice sleep to get whatever I need to get done. And then I'll wake up early the next morning and continue with my busy creative days. And then once again, sacrifice sleep. All resulting in me having to slow it down significantly because I've gotten sick or injured in some way. Sometimes I think this is how the universe tells us to slow it down, which is something I have a hard time doing. There's so much I want to get done and so much that I want to squeeze into the day that if I didn't need sleep, that'd probably be my best case scenario. You know, when people ask you, if you could have any superpower, what superpower would it be? Mine would definitely be the ability to turn back time, use time travel. For you Harry Potter fans, I don't know if you remember that necklace that Hermione wore, where she could turn back time to take multiple classes. That's totally my dream. An impossible one, but... So identify areas in your life where you are not balanced. And notice how your surroundings can make a difference in whether or not you're feeling balanced. For instance, at my apartment, I'm very proud to say I'm very tidy and organized. Meanwhile, at my parents', my room that I have there feels like it has too much stuff, so it's easily cluttered and messy, which then becomes overwhelming to me. And not a place that I go to get some rest, or not a place that I want to be in. And one thing you'll notice is that everything in your life, every object, every person, every situation holds energy. So when your room is cluttered and chaotic, you might feel chaotic. You'll notice that as soon as you tidy that mess up, you will begin to feel a different way. So what are other ways that you can identify as being unbalanced? So these would include feeling irritable or in a bad mood, angry, even hangry. So when you're so hungry, you're in a bad mood because your blood sugar is probably pretty low, your stomach is empty, you probably have brain fog, meaning you are unbalanced. You know, sometimes hormones or something that someone will say will set you off and put you in a bad mood. Easy. It's because we are unbalanced. So how do you find that balance? How do you establish balance into your day? So first and foremost, I think meditation is an incredible way to find balance and to find peace. Because when you meditate, you're at ease, you calm yourself down, and you're able to see each situation for what they really are. Yoga is another way to find balance. And you know, yoga is so much more than the physical poses. For me, yoga, I consider it a mental workout because it's getting me to that stage or to that mindset where I gain clarity. Another way to find balance is by prioritizing. By not spending hours and hours binge watching these great shows that we've become addicted to, and then staying up late to work on whatever you needed to work on. Or finding balance by choosing yourself first. Making sure you're doing things you love and that make you happy throughout the day. And that's another thing. Choosing you first is not hard. It's just we've created these habits to constantly put other people before us. And I'm not saying being selfish. I'm saying choosing you and your needs and your desires first. And I'll be honest, it's really hard. It's hard not to feel that guilt. You don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, but know that the people that really care about you will always have your best interest in mind and will always be understanding of that. I repeat, if somebody cares about you, they will always be understanding of you choosing you. It's like that super cliche line, how do you give from an empty cup? You have to fill yourself up first. You have to be balanced first. So I will leave you with this. 4 tools you can use to create balance in your life. So a lot of successful people use this first rule. It's to pick 3 things to do each day. So these are 3 main goals that can be broken up into tinier tasks, but you will feel a lot more accomplished if you get these 3 done in your day. So the idea is you do these 3 in the morning so that you're feeling accomplished and motivated. You've already done what you set out to do today, and then you can proceed to accomplish smaller tasks that you have. And that way you're not procrastinating and waiting until the last minute and then having to skip the gym or a dinner you had set up with a friend or time that you wanted to spend working on your own passion project. So the second tool is to create a sense of calm. So I touched on this a bit already on doing meditation and yoga, and even more important than those is creating a calm space for yourself. And I'll be releasing meditations on this podcast soon. The third tool is being okay with where you are. Remind yourself that there are countless solutions, that new doors will be opening with endless possibilities, and allow yourself the flexibility to jump into new adventures and to adapt to what the present holds. And lastly, write down what it is you want to do. Your to-do list is vital here. Your to-do list serves as a guide on where you want to improve, the things you want to accomplish, and crossing those off, knowing what you have to do next, will always keep you aligned and on track. So balance comes with time management. Balance comes with choosing you first, and with seeking inner peace through meditation and yoga and mindfulness. Thank you so much for listening. Know that every time you focus on yourself, every time you work to improve yourself, every time you cross something off your to-do list, you are the person of your dreams. So go forward with balance and peace. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, release any tension in your body. One more inhale. Exhale, release. And now the intention I have for you is to go forward, creating balance in your life. For you to notice the areas in your life which may need balance. Thank you for listening to I've Always Been the Person of My Dreams.